Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Forex Fridays, and we are at the start of a brand new quarter. And heading deeper into April, we have noticed that there's been some recent weakness, at least, hitting the Chinese yuan. And the renminbi seems to have given back all their gains made for 2021. And this possibly in part and parcel due to the dollar's recent resurgence. But with the greenback starting to soften in recent times, alongside a slight pullback in yields, what might the future hold for the Chinese yuan? Will they begin to flex once again, or could things actually remain soft for the renminbi? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Han Tan, analyst at FXTM here on Forex Fridays, to talk about his outlook on the yuan, also perhaps discuss some currencies that are closely linked to the renminbi's movements. Han, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show. Happy Friday, buddy.
Always a pleasure, and certainly looking forward to the weekend already. But first, let's talk shop.
Okay, so let's talk shop. And, you know, we usually talk about the U.S. dollar at the start, but for a change, we do want to take a look at the Chinese currency. Now, the U.S. dollar might be starting to soften once again, Han, but when it comes to the yuan, it apparently has given up all gains, we mentioned, made this year. It's a seeming reversal from its strength at the end of 2020. Now, when you look at things, the economic recovery seems intact, and potentially tighter liquidity, or the potential of tighter liquidity, might be seen as a boost for the Chinese renminbi. Where do you think the weakness is actually coming from?
Yeah, so I think if we take into context the overall rising U.S. Treasury yields in recent months, right? So you've got the spread between U.S. and Asia dwindling. So that's eroding some of the appeal for Chinese stocks, the Chinese yuan. And that's why last month also you saw foreign funds trimming their holdings of Chinese debt for the first time since February 2019. So it ends a run of net additions that span for 24 months, right? So besides the tightening gap, you've also, like you mentioned, there are concerns about those liquidity levels. I think something else that's weighing on sentiment as well is that I think markets are slowly starting to digest signs that U.S.-China tensions could be another theme potentially over the coming years under the current U.S. administration. So I think all those are contributing to those year-to-date declines for the yuan of 0.4%. But then I think to be clear, it's important that we note all Asian currencies are posting year-to-date declines against the dollar. And if you go back to the end of 2019 and you measure that until now, the yuan is still one of Asia's top gainers versus the greenback.
All right. Very interesting, too. And whenever we often also talk about the dollar's overall influence on Forex markets. But what about the yuan? Because it is a currency that's starting to gain more and more prominence across the world and has been also influential in creating some ripples in the Forex markets in recent times. The recent softness in the renminbi, which currencies do you think might be most correlated or perhaps more potentially vulnerable to yuan weakness?
Yeah, so if you look at the correlation on a 30-day rolling basis and you look back over the past year, you've got the Singapore dollar, which actually has the highest correlation among Asian currencies with the onshore yuan. The Thai baht is in second place, and then the Malaysian ringgit is in third. Over in the G10 space, the top two are the euro. Well, first is the euro, and then second, you've got the Australian dollar. But then when you look at this list, really no surprises there, given their respective exposures to the Chinese economy.
So if we start to see the yuan weaken, can we expect vulnerability from these currencies that you mentioned?
Yeah, so again, if the trends holds and the macroeconomic factors that apply are still intact, I mean, granted, obviously, there are periods of divergences, right? But overall, if those correlations, those positive correlations hold, then you would expect these currencies to follow in the same trend as the yuan.
All right. We're speaking to Han Tan, analyst at FXTM here on Forex Fridays, and you did touch on the Singapore dollar at the top of your list for what may be more vulnerable or sensitive towards any movement from the Chinese yuan. But the outlook on the Singapore dollar seems to have been at least improving for some analysts in the FX space. The MAS, as we know, is set to make their next semi-annual statement. And they do think that because of the economic recovery here in Singapore, that the Singapore dollar might actually stand to benefit or outperform some of their counterparts in the ASEAN space. Is this a view you share on the currency here in Singapore? And how does this factor into your overall second quarter outlook for the Sing dollar?
Yeah. So in short, yes, I do share those similar views. We note the recent strength that the Singapore dollar has enjoyed both against the greenback and also against its major trading partners. So, you know, overall, I'm expecting that 1.33 to 1.35 range, and this is for U.S. dollar, Singapore dollar, you know, to remain intact due to not just fundamental but also technical factors as well. If you look at the charts, I'm keeping an eye on the 100 and 200 simple moving averages. But, of course, you know, as you rightly pointed out, JP, next week's statement, that's a potential key catalyst. So if... you know, because of the optimism that you rightly pointed out earlier, and if we note a bullish hold out of the central bank next week, now I think that could help pair the Singapore dollar's year-to-date declines against the greenback. And of course, the inverse could be true as well. A more dovish than expected stance could see this pair retest the 200-day moving average as a resistance. So again, that's around 135 right now as we speak.
An interesting outlook on the Sing dollar there, Han. So I do want to also take note of the fact that some economies across the world are becoming more concerned about rising COVID-19 infections. And last month, it was the continued wave of infections out in Europe. But here in Southeast Asia, there are a couple of pockets or of some economies that where COVID-19 concerns have begun to rise once again. How prevalent or how important is COVID-19 going to be for the forex space here in Southeast Asia? And which currency might be the most vulnerable based on what you're seeing?
Yeah, so I think certainly vaccination rates have been playing a major role. So if you look at ASEAN 5, I'm looking at the Thai baht and the Philippine peso. Well, actually more so on the Thai baht, really, because not only does it appear to have a slower vaccination rate among the ASEAN 5, less than 1% of the population, at least according to Bloomberg data, it's also reliance looking forward on the timeline, right, for when foreign tourism can really kick back into high gear. So, you know, and like we heard from the Bank of Thailand just this morning, so if that kind of, you know, dampening effects on the tourism sector continue to pressure their current account surplus, I think overall that leaves the baht on a weaker footing, right? So I think all that, not just the slower than the region vaccination rate and also the uncertainty surrounding the resumption of global economic activity, I think all that's been contributing to the baht being the second worst performing Asian currency against the U.S. dollar so far this year.
All right. And finally, Han, you know, this is a currency that we don't really talk about often, but it's been rather fascinating because of how strong it's been this year. And that is the Indian rupee, actually. But there are concerns that we talk about COVID-19 vulnerabilities. We've seen cases spike again in India once more. Do you think that these COVID-related headwinds could actually weigh on the Indian rupee? Or do you think those deep foreign reserves that have really buttressed it for the most part these last couple of months, will they be able to withstand any of those headwinds? How do you balance these two factors out? And how does this influence your outlook on the INR?
Yeah, I think the bias is towards the vulnerabilities that the rupee will face in light of those COVID headwinds. Right, it's certainly been getting a lot of negative media coverage of late. So I expect that to maintain over the near term. And keep in mind that the rupee has been hit by a confluence of events. Besides being driven by concerns over those renewed virus curbing measures. And amidst all that, you have the RBI just announced this week on Wednesday, I believe, its intentions to buy, you know, those government securities. At least they're quantifying a certain amount there, right? I believe it's to the tune of $14 billion. So, you know, with more rupees being pushed out into the system, you know, hence the weakening bias for the currency. Then also, we are seeing the big unwinding of carry trades of the rupee because, you know, again, a lot of the optimism at the start of the year is really taking a big hit, be it from the rising U.S. Treasury yields to the deteriorating pandemic situation within its borders, right? So I think really with all that in mind, the rupee has weakened over 2% against the U.S. dollar just this week alone, far surpassing the Thai baht's losses in the same period this week, which is, and keep in mind, the baht was Asia's second biggest loser for the period. And I believe this past Wednesday, the rupee fell by more than 1.5% against the dollar in that single day. So, and that was one of the biggest single day moves over the past 10 years.
All right. Very interesting outlook there. We'll have to leave it at that. I'd like to thank Han Tan of FXTM, analyst at FXTM, for joining us today on Forex Fridays. As always, Han, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. We look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, stay safe and hope you have a happy weekend ahead, sir.
Thanks for having me again. I look forward to next time.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.